主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上我们聚集在这里。
Tonight, as we gather here.
你格外的恩待我们。
We ask that you especially bless us.
因为当地上发生事情，人心里面不稳定的时候。
Because when matters and events take place on earth and when man's heart is not secure.
你叫我们看见你仍然坐着在天上。
You allow for us to see that you're still seated in heaven.
你的宝座绝对没有受任何的影响。
That your throne is not affected at all.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And we bow and worship you.
是这样的一位主做我们的主。
It is this Lord who is our Lord.
我们就知道我们一切都在你的掌管的底下。
And thus we know that all of our being is under your sovereignty.
因为你明显给我们看到我们的前途就是你的自己。
Because you clearly show us that our future is you yourself.
因此求我们的主给我们的眼睛不看别的，只看着你和你。
So Lord, cause our eyes not to see any other but you yourself and all the work of thy hand.
谢谢我们的主，你借着各种各样的事情不住地提醒我们。
Lord, we thank thee because you continue to remind us through all the things that happen.
叫我们知道如何的在那里按照你的心意来跟随。
So that we would know how to follow you according to the pleasure of your heart.
你要将地带到一个严厉的对付的底下。
That you will bring land to a very severe discipline.
但却不是如今。
But it is not now.
我们就知道你还是把平安留给我们。
Then we know that you still grant us peace.
因此我们仰望我们的神。
Therefore we look to you, God.
让我们更多的回到你自己的话里边。
That we would more so return to thy word.
来认识我们周围所发生的事。
To see all that happens around us.
叫我们里边有一个苏醒。
So that within we would be awakened.
知道如何拣选你的道路。
So that we would know how to choose thy path.
主，晚上我们再次聚集在这里读你自己的话。
Lord, tonight as we're gathered together here to read thy word.
主，伸出你自己的膀臂。
Lord, extend forth thy arm.
把你天上各样的定义向我们解开。
That you will reveal to us all that you have willed in heaven.
借着你的灵的光照。
And through the enlightenment of thy spirit.
叫我们知道你所要做成的。
So that we would know what you will complete.
巴不得我们的主，你当日给约翰所看见的，今天向我们再发出亮光。
Lord, may you once again enlighten us what you have shown John in those days.
我们都仰望在你面前。
We look to you in thy presence.
愿主更深的纪念我们。
Lord, may you remember us even more.
叫我们可以在末后的日子更好的跟随你。
So that in the last days we can follow you better.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.我们今天晚上要从启示录十七章开始往前看。
We'll continue forward with Revelation chapter 17.
那我们最末后的一次看到十六章的末了。
Last time when we looked into the end of chapter 16,
我们看到七个碗都倒完了。
We see that all seven vials have been poured out.
啊，但是七个碗倒完了，那么对于地上的人来说，那他们该受的也受完了。
And so after the seven vials have been poured out, that means all that man would endure on earth have been finished.
但是我们要特别留意一件事。
But we have to take note, especially of one thing.
当第七位天使把那个碗倒下来的时候。
That when the seventh angel poured out his vial.
从一面来说是拯救了以色列。
On the one hand, it is to deliver Israel.
啊，从另一面来说，那也引出了那一个巴比伦大城要给毁灭。
And on the other hand, it leads forth that great city, Babylon, would be destroyed.
那现在十七章呢，就特别把那个巴比伦的前因后果来有一点的说明。
And so, chapter 17 gives us a further understanding of the fallen city of Babylon from its cause and effect.
我们觉得很值得深思的。
And so we have to consider this.
就是神用着两章的圣经来说到巴比伦的前因后果。
And that is, God will use two chapters to tell us about the cause and effect of Babylon.
没有一个灾难里边所发生的事情有对巴比伦的这个描写来的那么透彻。
And there is no description of any other tribulation that is as thorough as this one about Babylon is.
那究竟这个大巴比伦是什么一回事呢？
And so what kind of matter is Babylon the Great?
这是我们必须要弄清楚的。
And so that's something we have to be clear on.
因为说到巴比伦在这里是给我们看见它结束了。
Because when we see Babylon here, what it shows us is that it has finished.
但是在它还没有结束以前,
But before it has ended,
那我们这些要站在神一边的人, 我们怎样在这个大巴比伦的那一种影响的底下来决定我们自己要站的地位要走的道路。
Then for us who ought to stand on God's side, how should we determine our footsteps and how we should determine our way that we should go on under the effects of this great Babylon?
所以当我们看到这个大巴比伦的时候,
And so when we do see this great Babylon,
我们必须看到 大巴比伦究竟是指着什么说的？
Then we must understand what is the Great Babylon pointing at.
那所以17章开始,
So at the beginning of chapter 17,
那就说到了，在那个七个碗的天使当中，有一位前来对约翰说，
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me,
我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所要受的
Come here, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
地上的君王与他行淫，住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒。
With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去，我就看见一个女人。 骑在朱红色的兽上，那兽有七头四角，偏蹄有亵渎的名号。So
he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns.
那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰。 手拿金杯，杯中盛满了可憎之物，就是他淫乱的污秽。
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
在她额上有名写着说，奥秘在大巴比伦，做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
我又看见那女人喝醉了圣徒的血和为耶稣做见证之人的血，我看见她就大大的稀奇。
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
那我们从这段话里面就看到了 圣灵如何向我们介绍这一个大巴比伦。
And so here we can see how the Holy Spirit introduces to us the Great Babylon.
那这个大巴比伦在形象上面来说是一个女人。
And so this Babylon the Great in the form it is a woman.
但是圣灵介绍她的时候就指着她说她是一个大淫妇。
But here, when the Holy Spirit tells us about her, it tells us she is a great whore.
那现在我们就要先来解决，究竟这一个给称为大淫妇的，又称为大巴比伦的，究竟是指着什么说的？
And so first, we have to be clear, the Holy Spirit pointing at this great whore and this great Babylon, who is it speaking of?
那我们首先要 肯定一件事。
First, we must be sure of one thing.
这里所说的不是道德上的那些问题。
Here it is not talking about the issues of morality.
我们必须要留意，这个是从神眼中所看见的那些淫乱。
We must take note that this is the adultery that is from the sight of God.
那在神眼中所看见的淫乱完全与道德没有直接的关系。
And so fornication from the sight of God does not have direct relationship with the issue of morality.
并且在神眼中所看见的那一个大淫妇也不是指着所有的人来说的。
And in fact, the great whore that is in the sight of God, it is not pointing at all the people.
而我们必须要很准确地看定。
We must accurately see.
在神眼前给称为大淫妇的这样的一个事实
The fact that God calls something the great whore
乃是说出这一个称为大淫妇的与神是有关系的
Tells us that the one who is called the great whore has a relationship with God
与神没有关系的那一些神根本就没有看见任何的不妥当的事情。
So those who have no relationship with God at all, he does not see anything wrong with them.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们看见神责备那个淫乱的事情。
When we see that God rebukes fornication.
都是指着那些属他的人背弃他而说的。
He speaks of those who belong to him yet forsake him.
说到以色列，我神说他们是淫乱的。
When God speaks of Israel, he says that they have committed fornication.
他们怎么样淫乱呢
？And so how come they are adulterous?
因为他们把许许多多的偶像带进来，代替了耶和华神。
It is because they have brought in many idols to take the place of Jehovah God.
他们在高岗上在青翠树下设立许多的神像在那里去敬拜
that upon the hills and upon the great trees that they have established many idols to worship
而神就说他们是淫乱的
and so God says that they are adulterous
特别是在何西阿书里边把这一个问题说的是非常非常的明确
and so especially in the book of Hosea that describes to us very clearly
那有很多基督徒他们看到这一段话的时候
And so many Christians when they see this passage
他们是很笼统的把这一个大淫妇解释作为一个世俗的宗教组织
And so very generally they point this great whore as a very earthly religious organization
提到世俗的那个宗教组织
And so when you mention about this earthly religious organization
那个范围就很广了
That boundary is so broad
什么宗教都可以包括在里边
All religions can be included into it
他们甚至说这是将来在末世的时候所有的一个宗教大联盟
To a point, they say that it is in the last times that this is the unification of all the religions
我们如果回到圣经的角度来看这些
Now if we return to the angle of the Bible to look at this matter
我们觉得世俗的宗教还不够资格来做这个大淫妇
Then we discover that even the earthly religions cannot be qualified to be called this great whore
因为这些世俗的宗教跟神没有关系
Because these earthly religions have nothing to do with God
他们本来就在神以外的
That they originally are outside of God
没有与神的关系
They have no relationship with God
那因此他们还不够条件来做这一个
Therefore they're not even qualified to be this
我们看
Now let us see
这一个给称为大淫妇的
Then this one who is called a great whore
在历史上犹太教
In history it is Judaism
在近代来说
In recent history
或者说在进到新约的日子来说
Or in other words in the days of the New Testament
弟兄姊妹你可以看到那 只有基督教。
Now, brothers and sisters, then you can see there's only Christianity.
我所说的基督教是包括了基督教的三大支流。
And so, when I talk about Christianity, that includes the three main streams of Christianity.
就是一般所说的基督教、天主教、东正教。
And that is, in general, the Christianity that's mentioned by others, Christianity, Catholicism, and the Orthodox.
那就是你晓得这样的一个基督教。
And so, brothers and sisters, you realize this kind of Christianity.
他们原来和神的关系是怎样？我们都知道。
Originally, their relation, how the relationship is with God, we should know.
如果我们从以弗所书来看。
And so, when we look at it from Ephesians,
这个应当给称为羔羊的妻。
That this ought to be the bride of the Lamb.
就是基督的妻子。
That is the wife of the Christ.
从哥林多后书来看。
And so, from 2 Corinthians,
这个应当是称为基督的未婚妻。
This ought to be that which is given to Christ.
那就是当我们看到这样的一件事的时候。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we see this relationship,
当基督教背弃了神而用别样来代替他的时候。
That when Christianity uses, forsakes God and uses something else to take his place.
那在神眼中这样的基督教就是这里所提的大淫妇。
Then, in God's sight, this kind of Christianity is what is mentioned here, the great whore.
当然，如果从里边所提到的一些事情来看。
And of course, when we look into the details mentioned here,
这个是特别是指着天主教这一个范围。
This especially mentions about the boundary of Catholicism.
因为只有天主教的那一种光景是非常与这里所提到的情形才相符合。
Because only the situation of Catholicism is very close to the description here.
那我们先要来留意一件事。
So we must first take note of one thing.
那一个天使就说。
That angel said.
他说你来到这里。
Come here.
我将坐在大众水上的大淫妇。
I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
指给你看。
I will show you.
那我们先来留意这里怎么说这个大淫妇是指着什么说的。
And so here, when it talks about the great whore, what is it pointing at?
第一，我想弟兄姊妹先注意的，她是坐在众水之上的。
Now first, brothers and sisters, I want you to pay attention that she sitteth upon many waters.
那什么是众水呢？
So what is many waters?
底下有解说。
Later, there's a description.
弟兄姊妹，你先看第十五节。
Brothers and sisters, first look at verse 15.
天使又对我说：“你所看见那淫妇坐的众水，就是多民、多人、多国、多方。”
And he said unto me, "The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues."
那就是说到全地的人。
And so that talks about all the people on earth.
那他坐在全地之人之上呢，乃是说到他是影响着全地的人。
And so when it talks about all the people of earth and she's sitting upon them, so she affects all the people.
那众水的人既然是已经把这一个范围摆开来了。
And so many waters of people here, it gives us the boundary.
那我们就晓得这不是说一个人物。
And so here we understand that it's not pointing at one person.
乃是说到一个体系。
But it talks about a group, an entity, a system.
或者说是一个团体。
Or it talks about a group.
那这一个团体当然是宗教团体。
And so this organization, of course, it is a religious organization.
但从历史上面来看，它这个团体和主有直接的关系。
But from history, this religious system has some relationship with the Lord.
现在背弃了主。
But now has forsaken the Lord.
堕落了。
They have fallen.
所以成了大淫妇。
Therefore, it has become the great whore.
那第二我们要留意。
So the second thing we have to take note.
这一个大淫妇。
This great whore.
她与众民的关系是怎样？
What is her relationship with all the people?
这里说她坐在众民之上。
Here, she sitteth upon all the people.
那这 这是说到他的影响。
And so it's, this speaks of her influence.
他把众民都放在他的管束的底下。
And so she puts all the people under her control.
但是什么时候有这样的管束呢？
But when is this control manifested?
我们不能不注意天使在这里所说的那个事实。
We cannot but take note of the fact of what the angel says here.
那这里我想弟兄姊妹特别留意那个我将坐在众水上的大淫妇那个坐字，我们要留意。
Now brothers and sisters, when the angel tells John to come here, that show him the great whore that sitteth upon the many waters, let us pay attention to sitteth.
这个坐固然从内容来说，它是骑在众人的头上。
And so this action of sitting is of course on top of all the people.
但这个字所表达的是一个时间性的问题。
But this word also gives us the information about time.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得的。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
希腊文的那一个说到时间的。那些动词啊。
In Greek, when it gives us the verbs, the actions that has to deal with time frame,
或者说是说的动词的一些时间性啊。
Or it has to do with the tense of the action.
这一个动词是一个非常简单的现在时。
That this action is the very simple present tense.
这一个简单的现在时呢，它所表明的是什么意思呢？
And so this simple present tense, what kind of meaning does it convey to us?
固然是说出，就拿这里来说，她现在是坐在哪里？
And so with this example, of course, at the present, she is sitting there.
但是她坐在那里这个事实，并不是从现在你看见的时候开始。
But the fact that she is sitting there does not merely begin at the time when you see her.
她老早就已经坐在那里。
She have already been sitting there a long time ago.
但是老早坐在那里。
Not only sitting there a long time ago.
现在还坐在那里。
But she sitteth there now.
并且继续要坐下去。
And she continues to sit there.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那你看到这一个动词的时候。
And so when you see this type of action
verb. 你就晓得这一个称为大淫妇的事实就不是一时的问题。
So you see the issue of this great whore is not just a moment's time.
是一个历史性的问题。
It has to do with history.
是很久以前就已经开始。
That it began a very long time ago.
现在在继续做。
It continues on now.
并且还要继续。
And it will continue on.
那这样一来。
And so in this
case, 我们就很容易掌握了。
Very easily we can grasp.
这一个事实绝对不是说到个别人的问题。
Does not speak of an individual.
那也是说到一个体系的问题。
But it speaks of a system.
或者说到一个制度的问题。
Or it speaks of a way of control.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
老早他就把这个事实向约翰解开。
He has revealed this fact to John at the very beginning.
弟兄姊妹，你特别在一个地方看到很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, one thing that's very interesting here.
在十五节那里
in verse 15
他说天使对我说你所看见那淫妇
and he said unto me the great whore
坐的众水
which you see sitteth upon the water
你看同在一句话的里面
it is in the same sentence
你所看见的那看见是过去式
You can see the saw is past tense.
就是刚才你所看见的。
It is what you have seen.
但一说到他坐在众水的时候。
But when you see that how it describes her sitting on the waters.
一节里面所说的那一个动词。
It again uses the same action verb that is in verse 1.
那比如说你就看到这件事情是非常非常的重要的。
So brothers and sisters, then you can realize this is a very important matter.
指出了这一个称为大淫妇的，她的那些动作乃是整个的历史性的。
So it points out for us then the entire action of this great whore, it is throughout history.
然后我们又再留意。
And then let us also take note.
当然看到她的那个这个动作。
Of course, when we see this action of hers.
你看到底下她就指出了。
Later it points out.
他之所以给称为淫乱
she is called fornication
因为他与地上的君王有动作
it is because she has committed some acts with the kings of the earth
与地上的人也有动作
and she also has committed some acts with the inhabitants of the earth
那一提到地上的君王的时候
and so when you mention about the kings of the earth
如果从一个体系或者从一个制度来说
and so when you talk about a system or way of doing things
这个是政治性的
this has to do with politics
然后说到底下全地的人都跟他有动作的时候
and so later when it talks about all the inhabitants of the earth have some action with her
我们很容易也就领会这是生活上的
very easily we can take note this has to do with living
但是什么生活上
what kind of living
如果跟上边的那个政治性的来做一个比较
and so when we compare to this what is mentioned previously about the political scene
我们就知道这是指着经济性的
then we realize that this is talking about the economy
因为人一般人的那个生活的那个活动可以给称为经济活动
because in general all the daily activity of our living we can term it as economical living
因为经济乃是所有人的他们生活的那个基本的事实
because the economics is a very basic fact that has to do with our daily living
那这就很清楚给我们看到一个问题
and so here it shows us very clearly
原来它该是一个宗教的组织
that originally it should be a religious organization
但是却发生了这样的
But yet, this result came about.
与政治联合了。
It is united with politics.
与经济联合了。
It is united with the economy.
换一句话来说。
In other words,
与世界里边的两大支柱联合了。
It has united with the two great pillars of the earth.
说得更准确一点。
So to be more clear,
那就是跟世界联合了。
It is union with the world.
那我们就看到一件事。
So then we can see one thing.
所以给称为大淫妇
It is called, she is called a great whore
但是因为她离弃了与神的联合却和世界有了紧密的联合
It is because she has departed away from the union with God and has close union with the world
那为什么这个组织又会给称为大巴比伦呢
And so then why then later on this organization would be called Babylon the Great
当然我们晓得
Of course we know
这一个组织上的那个联合
This union in organization
在历史上面就是和政治经济联合
In history it is the union with politics and economy
但是到了幕后的时候
But in the last times
它却和敌基督联合
It is a union with Antichrist
弟兄姊妹，你就看到
，brothers and sisters, you can see
当天使要领他去看这个大淫妇的时候
，that when the angel wanted to lead John to look at this great whore，
先说了他一直以来光景是如何
，first it describes to us what her condition is throughout，
然后就领他到旷野
，and then leads him into the wilderness，
就让他就看见一个女人
，and so that he can see a woman。
那这个时候就不是骑在众水之上了
and at this time she does not sit upon the waters
这个时候她是骑在有七头十脚的那一个怪兽的 上头了
but now she is sitting upon a beast who has seven heads and ten horns
这个七头十脚偏体有邪度的名号的那只兽是谁的
and so then who is this beast who is full of names of blasphemy
我们看十三章的时候就看到这个兽
and so when we look at chapter 13 we see this beast
这个兽从地中上来
that this beast came out of the land
这个是敌基督
and that is the antichrist
那因此用这里看到
so brothers and sisters you can see
这一个宗教的组织
this religious organization
到了最末了的时候
at the very end
他联合的对象是敌基督
The object of her union is the Antichrist
但是从下文里面所说的
But later we can see
我们看到这个联合与其说是联合倒不如是说 是敌基督所完全控制的那一个宗教的组织。
And so when we even say it is a union, actually it is a group that is controlled, the religious organization that is controlled by the Antichrist.
虽然这里说他是骑在这个兽的上头。
And though here it describes to us that she is sitting upon this beast.
在上文你看见。
But later you can see.
这个兽翻过来要对付他，以致他不能存在的。
That this beast would deal with her that she cannot exist.
所以因此我们看到这样的一件事。
So as we see this thing,
那好了。
Now,
现在圣灵又把我们带到这一个宗教组织的起源。
The Holy Spirit brings us into the origin of this religious organization.
你看他起初就说一个女人。
So at the very beginning, you see it is a woman.
她称为大淫妇。
She is called the great whore.
等到等到给约翰看到那个光景了以后，
But later as John saw her condition,
他就说了，
he says,
在这个女人的额上写着一个名字，
And upon her forehead was a name written.
他说奥秘的大巴比伦，
Mystery, Babylon the Great.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就说到这一个称为大淫妇的女人。
So this is a description of this woman who is called the great whore.
又可以说这一个这世俗的宗教组织。
Or you can say this is the earthly religious organization.
她有她很奥秘的历史。
She has a very great mystery in her history.
所谓奥秘就是秘密。
And so this mystery of her history is a secret.
可能有她一个很秘密的历史。
So she has a very secretive history.
她称为大巴比伦。
She is called Babylon the Great.
巴比伦已经够大了。
Now Babylon is great enough.
但是在称呼的时候。
But in the description here,
再把一个大字加上去,
it even adds on great.
我们很清楚看见, 这是非常强调那一个大。
And so when we see this description, we can see it emphasizes the greatness.
我们看到这一个现象。
So we see this phenomenon.
到了靠近末后的日子,
in the last days,
所有的宗教的组织, 他们的活动, 他们的思想, 他们所要有的一切的安排都是朝着大这一个方向去发展。
That all the activities of the earthly religion at the last times, it is toward the direction of how great it is, and all their thoughts and actions are going toward that direction.
现在我们也已经看到这种趋势。
Now even now we see this kind of trend.
你看到各种各样的那个宗教的活动。
When you see all the different religious activities,
都朝着那个所谓国际性那边去啊。
It is still going toward the trend of going national.
为什么会朝着那个方向走呢？
And why is it going toward that direction?
可以说是身不由己。
On the one hand, they cannot control it.
其实说身不由己，还不如说人的趋势就是这样。
When you say they cannot help it, but yet that is the trend of man.
什么都要大。
Everything they want to do is at a great scope.
这是第一位。
They always want to be number one.
这是现在我们已经看到的那个风气那一个方向。
And so that is the trend and the direction that everything is going.
但是继续发展到大灾难期的时候。
But when we continue on with the history into the great tribulation.
这个情况又到了一个顶点。
That this condition is at the highest point.
因为我们晓得,
because we know,
这一到了末后的时候,
at the last days,
这个宗教组织发展到顶高的时候呢, 乃是因为他给假先知所完全的控制了。
That this religious organization has reached the highest point is because it is completely controlled by the false prophet.
表面上它是与敌基督是联合。
Externally, the phenomenon is that she is united with the Antichrist.
敌基督在那里掌管着政治和经济。
That the Antichrist there is controlling the politics and the economy.
那这个宗教组织就掌管着宗教。
And so, then this religious organization is in control of religion.
但实际上呢,
But in fact,
它是给假基督所完全的约束的。
that she is completely controlled by the false Christ.
所以外面看来虽然是大,
so externally, even though you see how great it is,
但是却没有可夸的,
but yet there is nothing to boast of.
因为他们里面的一切都是假先知把假基督的那一个所要做成的完全渗透在他们里边。
Because within it is the false prophet that will pervade throughout the organization what the false Christ would want to do.
但是弟兄姊妹,我们要注意的还不是这个大巴比伦的名字。
But brothers and sisters, what we need to take note of is not the description here of Babylon the Great.
原来是接受这一句话的底下的那一句话。
But it is what is to come.
他说他做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
Here the description is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
弟兄姊妹,你注意一下。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
说出他的源头,
here it tells us of her origin.
因为他不仅是在当时是大比巴比伦,
because here, not only that, at the present she is Babylon the Great.
他也同时是世上所有野神怒气的事物的源头,
but she is also the origin of all the abominations of the earth toward God.
那说到这一件事,
and so when you mention about this,
弟兄姊妹也还记得,
Brothers and sisters, you might still remember.
西登弟兄一说到宗教的时候, 他好几次就说到, 所有宗教的发源都在巴比伦。
That our brother Christian has mentioned so many times that all the origin of all the religion originated from Babylon.
所有商业的活动和甚至是这个政治的结构都是从巴比伦开始。
And all the merchants and all the even structure of the politics began in Babylon.
那弟兄姊妹们,这个固然是从考古的那个
Of course, brothers and sisters, that can be a conclusion from archaeology. But brothers and sisters, let us take note, how does the Bible record the origin of Babylon? Now, if it's only the discovery from archaeology, we do not need to focus on it. Because that is only man's history. Because there is always the beginning and the development. But when we return to the Word of God to look at the origin, then we have to take note of this fact. Because here, when it mentions about the Antichrist, because previously in chapter 13, this point about him was not introduced.
只是说他从地里头转出来,
but only says that he came out of the land.
但是17章呢?
But now in chapter 17,
他就把一个埋藏在历史里头的秘密向我们解开,
but here it reveals to us a secret that has been hidden in history.
我想弟兄姊妹你看看, 第八节怎么说这个敌基督?
I think brothers and sisters, let's take a look at chapter 8, how it describes this Antichrist.
他说你所看见的兽,
the beast which thou sawest,
先前有,
was,
如今没有,
and is not,
将来,
and shall,
以后再有,
and shall.
那弟兄姊妹你留意这个描述, 这样的一个描述,
now brothers and sisters, when you see this kind of description,
过去有,
he was,
那是过去的历史,
that is the history past.
什么时候他没有了?
When was it he is not?
我们不知道,
we do not know.
反正,
but
约翰当时在异象里所看见这个事实的时候,
but when John saw this fact in vision,
没有,
it's not.
并且, 又说到以后再有,
and then it tells us and shall.
以后在什么时候再有呢?
When will it be?
我们可以说,
we can say,
现在没有, 不仅是约翰当时所看见的时候没有,
when it says it's not, not only is it at the time when John saw it's not,
一直到现在还是没有,
even till now, the present, it's not,
一直等到大灾难来了,
but yet in the great tribulation,
他从地里头撞出来了,
then he shall come out of the land,
那又有了,
yet is again.
所以这里就说以后再有。
And so here it says yet is.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, then you can see.
这一个敌基督从前有。
This Antichrist was.
后来怎样给近代禁锢在在那个无底坑里。
And somehow was kept in the bottomless pit.
圣经没有说。
The Bible did not tell us.
但是反正就是从一个时间开始就他就不在地上。
But at a certain time, he was not on the earth.
虽然他的影响还在
Yet his influences are still
他的手下的活动也在
And the activity of his followers are still existing
他本人就不在
But yet he himself is not
等到有一天
But one day
他又来了
He cometh again
这个是那个敌基督
And that is that Antichrist
那现在我们要来看
And so now let us see
从历史上面
From history
我们看到所有跟神抵挡的事物都是从他这里开始的。
We can see that all things that oppose God begins with him.
那巴比伦也是从他这里开始。
Now Babylon also begins with him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一提到这一个世上淫乱的和那个可憎之物的母的时候
Now brothers and sisters when we mention about this mother of harlots and abominations of the earth
你没有办法不回到建造巴别塔和巴别城的这一个历史里
You cannot but go back into the history when they try to build the Tower of Babel and the city of Babel
巴别塔和巴别城建造在什么地方
Now where was the city of Babel and the Tower of Babel built?
我们读创世纪十一章的时候
When we read Genesis chapter 11
你看到
You can see
在示拿地
It is in the land of Shemarah
那示拿地在什么地方呢
And so where is this land?
那示拿地就是巴比伦。
This land is Babylon itself.
那在巴比伦就在上古称为示拿地的这一个地方。
And so in the ancient days, this land was called Babylon.
从洪水经过的人的后代。
And from the descendants after the flood.
在洪经过洪水的人还没有离世的时间里
and those who have gone through the flood before they died
他们就已经在那里建造巴别城建造巴别塔
they were already there building the city of Babel and the tower of Babel
建造巴别城乃是要与神搞对抗
to build the city of Babel was to revolt against God
因为从亚当那时候开始也好从挪亚出了方舟以后神再说也好
whether it is from the time of Adam or from when Noah came out of the ark
神一直在那里宣告一件事人要生养众多偏满全地
God has repeatedly said that they are to be fruitful and multiply
因为神把地的管理权交给人
because God has given the authority to rule the land to man
所以人必须要遍满全地
so man must multiply and be fruitful and multiply throughout the land
但是建造巴别城的那个目的是在哪里呢
but what is the purpose of building the city of Babel
你读到那里的经文的时候你就看到
when you read the scriptures there you can see
那些人说
the man said
我们不要分散
let us not scatter
我们要聚在一起
let us dwell together
神说要遍满全地
God tells them to be fruitful and multiply Yet they want to dwell together.
我们不要分散。
We do not want to scatter.
那这个明显是跟神的旨意来对抗。
And so this clearly is against the will of God.
建造巴别塔呢
？And to build the Tower of Babel.
你看到
，Brothers and sisters,
他说我们来造砖。
Let us to build the clay.
来建造一个塔。
And
看到很清楚了
，Brothers and sisters, it's very clear.
自从人给赶出伊甸园以后
Even from after man was cast out of the Garden of Eden The fellowship of man between man and God has ceased
当然说这个是说普遍的
Of course this is in general
人在地上
When man was on earth
神在天上
God is in heaven
交通的路是不通的
The way of communion was not
那时候人说
there, But yet man said
我们要用我们自己的办法
We will use our own way
我们要用我们自己的智慧
We will use our own wisdom
我们要用我们自己的力量
We will use our own strength
来 打通这一个通天的路。
That we will open up this way to heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
这个就是巴比伦的本质。
That is the very nature of Babylon.
建造这个塔要冲到天上。
That they want to build a tower to go to heaven.
这是宗教性的。
That is religious.
因为要强迫神与人交通
because they want to oppress God to have fellowship with man
建造巴别城
and to build the city of Babel
那是政治经济性的
that is political and economical
因为在那里彰显人所能做的一切
because that is to manifest all that man can do
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
所以你读到这一个地方的时候
so here when you read
你就看到一件事
you can see one thing
这是世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母
It is the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth
谁是这一个母
And who is this mother?
巴比伦
It is Babylon
他们怎么来做这个母
And how did they become this mother?
他们在哪里建造巴别城
It is because there they built the city of Babel
他们在哪里建造巴别塔
There they built the tower of Babel
那所以
So
从那一个时候开始
At that time
人一直就是在这样的光景的底下
Man continued to be under that condition
虽然有神所给的律法出来
Even though there was the law given by God
那人如果真实的活在神所给的律法里人和神的交通也可以有一点不是彻底的开放
If man were truly to live under the law of God, then they would not be completely unrestrained.
但是敌基督的手下
But the followers of the Antichrist
就把犹太教变成宗教了
has made Judaism into a religion.
那到了新约
And in the New Testament,
那我们的主已经打开了那个通天的路
We see that our Lord has already opened that new and open way to heaven
人凭着基督就能来到神的面前
And man can come before God through Christ
与神有交通
To have fellowship with God
与神恢复和好的关系
To have that reconciliation with God
但弟兄姊妹你看到
But brothers and sisters you can see
又是巴比伦的那个原则
It is once again the principle of Babylon
示拿地的那个原则
It is still the principle of the land of Shinar
又是那个敌基督的手下的杰作
It is again the work of the followers of the Antichrist
又把基督所打开的那个通天的路又成了一个宗教
Once again the new and open way that Christ has opened they turn into a religion
所以我们看到这些历史的事实一直到今天
And so we can see that throughout history until today
我们是很清楚地看到神的话在这里指出
Very clearly we're able to see that the word of God here points out for us
这一个大巴比伦
This Babylon the Great
它是一切神看为可憎的事物的源头
She is the very origin of all the things that is abominable before the sight of God
这一个大巴比伦的秘密
And this mystery of the Great Babylon
却是借尸还魂的调在宗教的组织里
It is things that is used again and again that is mixed into religion
那这就成了这一个大淫妇
And therefore have become this mother of harlots the great whore
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
当我们留意到这个大巴比伦的来龙去脉的时候
When we understand the origin and all the background of this great Babylon
我们才会了解到为什么神在结束这个整个的灾难时期的时候最末了是来对付这一个称为巴比伦的宗教组织
Then we understand why it's at the very end of the great tribulation when God wants to put to an end of this would deal with this great Babylon who is the earthly religious organization
那所以约翰在这里看到这一个这一个大淫妇的他整个的历史的发展到末了的时候
And so when John sees the entire development in history of this great whore
他在这里就记下了一个很严肃的事实
Here he records a very serious fact
第六节
Verse 6
他说我看见那女人喝醉了圣徒的血
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints
和为耶稣做见证之人的血
And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus
弟兄姊妹你看到
Brothers and sisters you can see
这是从旧约到新约
This is from the Old Testament to the New Testament
所有站立 在主面主一边的那些人
are those who stand on the side of the Lord
都是在这些所谓宗教组织的权力的底下给牺牲掉了
they have been sacrificed under the power of these religious organizations
当然我们感谢神
of course we thank God
神看这些人所流的血是殉道的血
that God when he sees the blood that is shed by these individuals are the blood of the martyrs
所以当这一个巴比这个大淫妇受对付的时候
and so when this great whore is dealt with
神在这里仍然非常明确的说明一个事情
God still is very clearly tell us of one thing
所有为主殉道的人
all those who have been martyred for the Lord
都是长久给神纪念在神的心里
they have been always remembered in the heart of God
那所以在这一段的话
so in these words
不是单单指着大灾难时期的大淫妇
So it's not only pointing at the great whore during the great tribulation,
那就是整个历史时期的那个大淫妇
but it is pointing at the great whore throughout history.
那在这一个在这当约翰看到了这种景象的时候
and so when John saw this vision,
他觉得很稀奇
he wondered.
他觉得稀奇
he wondered.
我们不知道他为什么稀奇
we don't know why he wondered.
其实我们了解这个事实我们也会稀奇
In fact, for us to understand of this, we would also wonder
因为平常我们看地上所发生的事实的事特别是对付属神的人的事情我们以为只是一时一地的问题
Because when we, also for us on earth, when we see matters that is being dealt with upon those individuals belonging to God, we also think it is only a matter of time.
但是当天使把那一个奥秘那个秘密打开的时候
But when the angel opened up that history, the mystery to us
就叫人看见所有这些事情都是从远古一直到现在一脉相承的
That it shows us that all these things it is of old and it is continued linked together until now
而约翰看到了
Now John has seen
旧约里头被杀的众先知
All the prophets that were slain in the Old Testament
他们好像是给这一个王杀掉但给那一个王杀掉
It seems like they were killed by this king or that king
给这些百姓杀掉也给那些百姓杀掉
Or killed by this people or that people
到了新约就是约翰的那一个时候
Even in the time of the New Testament during the time of John
那是经过了罗马政权对基督徒的逼迫的那个时候
That is even during the times of the persecution of the Roman Empire
许多的圣徒都已经交出了他们的性命
So many saints have given their lives
约翰起初以为这只不过是一时一地的所发生的事
That John thought it only happened bit by bit at a certain time
我现在他就看见了原来是一贯性的
But now he's seen it is all linked together
从前那些圣徒们的遭遇
All those saints and their what they have experienced
今天圣徒们的遭遇
And now the experiences of the saints today
如果从那个遭遇的源头来说都是出于一个
If it's from the origin of those persecution it is from one
啊，约翰大概就恍然大悟了
And so it seems like John now suddenly understood
天使就说你为什么稀奇
And so the angel said unto him Wherefore did thou marvel
这个事情应该是很清楚的
This should be very clear
如果不是那个撒旦在背后的煽动
It is not from the influence of Satan in the background
如果不是那个敌基督或者是他的手下在那里发动
And if it's not from the Antichrist or his followers that is stirring up
是不可能出现的
Then these things would not come about
因为只有他们才有这个胆量来顶撞神
Because only they would have the courage to resist God
他们才有这种横蛮来对付神
Only they would deal this fiercely against God
所以天使就对约翰说
And so the angel said to John
那现在我要再把这一个从前有现在没有将来要有的这一个兽的秘密再告诉你
And now I will tell you the mystery of the beast who was, is not, and yet is
这一个兽就是先前有现在没有以后将来要从无底坑里上来 结果还是归于沉沦。
Now the beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall be sent out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition.
这一个兽和那一个大淫妇他们一直以来就是很有密切的关联。
And so, this beast and the great whore, they always had this close relationship.
那么就说到这一个兽的时候
And so when it mentions about this beast
就说到了
It tells us
如果名字没有记在生命册上的
Whose names were not written in the book of life
这些人就一定很拜服这一个兽
These people would worship the beast
因为他看见他先前有现在没有以后又有
Because they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is
用属灵的话来说
And so, in spiritual terms,
他也有点复活的经历
And so it seems like it would have some kind of experience of resurrection.
不过这个复活的经历跟基督的复活的经历是完全两回事
But this experience of resurrection is completely different than that of Christ.
基督确实是进入死又从死里面出来
Christ indeed entered into death and came out of death
这一个兽却是给监禁起来然后从监禁里边给暂时的释放出来
But this beast was bound and was set free temporarily for a moment
但是那些与神没有关系的人
But for those who have no relationship with God
生命之上没有名字的人
Those whose names are not written in the book of life
看到这样的事情就当作一个神迹来接受
And so they wondered and they accepted it as a miracle
所以就跟随敌基督了
And so they followed the Antichrist
好弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters
当天使给约翰指出这一个历史的事实的时候
Now when the angel pointed out the history of this to God
也就说出这一个兽和这个大淫妇的那一个和联合的那些历史
It tells us of the history of the union between the beast and the great whore
那提到这一底下接上来的一段话
And so the passage that is to come
有些话我们是在弄没办法弄得很懂
There are some words that is just not understandable to us
固然我们对过去的一些历史不能很有把握的掌握
On the one hand we cannot fully grasp some of the past history
所以在这里提到一些政治上的兴衰的时候我们没有办法能很准确的确定那是什么回事
And so when here it tells us some of the rise and fall of thepolitical matters we cannot truly grasp onto it
但是这里所记载的一些事确实给我们有一点的参考
But the recording here does give us some reference
那么因为在第九节的下半
Because at the end of verse 9
不是就是第九节
That's verse 9
在那里插进了一句话
Here it gives us this verse
他说智慧的心在此可以思想
And here is the mind which have wisdom
那就是说
That is to say
如果你真有智慧
If you truly have wisdom
你看到这些这种光景
When you see this condition
你大概就能了解一些属灵事物的发展
Then you can somehow understand the development of the spiritual matters
那接上去天使就怎么说呢
And then what does the angel say
他说那七个头就是女人所坐的七座山
The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth
又是七位王
And there are seven kings
五位已经倾倒了
Five are fallen
一位还在
And one is
一位还没有来到
And the other is not yet come
他来的时候必须暂时存留
And when he cometh he mustcontinue a short space
那先前有如今没有的兽就是第八位
and the beast that was and is not even he is the eighth
他也和那七位同列并且归于沉沦
and is of the seven and goeth into perdition
那弟兄姊妹们就完全是一些很隐藏的说法
now brothers and sisters these words are very hidden
但是在过去很多人读到这一段话的时候
But in the past when many have read these words
他们都有这样的一个体会
They all have this understanding
我想这个体会是可以接受的
I think that this understanding is acceptable
但是可以接受并不是说可以肯定
But to say it is acceptable does not mean it is absolute
因此这只是我们可以作为一个参考。
And so this can only be a reference to us.
那过去一直到现在，还是许多读经的人认定这一个事件的发生是发生在什么地方。
And so, on the one hand, many of the biblical scholars from the past till now tells us where this events of these places, the place of these events take place.
他们就说到，那七个头就是女人所坐的七个山。
And so the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth.
这七个山又是七个王。
And so the seven mountains are also seven kings.
那意思就是说，就是七个国度。
And so that means seven kingdoms.
有国家，有王。
There is a nation, there is a king.
从地理的环境上面来说。
And so from the geography of the land.
结合当时约翰所在约翰的时候的历史
according to the time of John
这里是指着罗马来说的
this is pointing at Rome
因为罗马帝国的京城罗马城
because the capital of Rome the city of Rome
就是建筑在七个山头上
it is built upon seven mountains
所以他们就肯定了这个是罗马。
And so they are sure this place is speaking of Rome.
所以在过去有很多读经的人就说到主耶稣回来以前罗马帝国要复兴。
And so many would say that before the Lord Jesus returned, the Roman Empire would be once again risen.
不过我个人不接受这个。
But I personally did not accept that.
我以为罗马帝国不可能再有复兴的。
I do not believe that the Roman Empire can be risen again.
单凭这一个地方来是说罗马帝国要复兴，那是不成为根据的。
Because just to use this passage here to say that the Roman Empire would rise up again is not founded.
但是你说，因为这里也把这个敌基督也归在这一个国度的里头。
But here it also tells us that the Antichrist is also included in this kingdom.
他是第八个王。
It is the eighth.
那以前有七个王。
There were seven.
究竟是哪七个我承认我不知道
Which seven in the past I confess I do not know
也许这个七是一个完全数字的来说也说不定但是我不敢说
Or maybe this matter of this number seven itself speaks of a matter of completion I dare not say
因为对罗马帝国的历史我是一知半解
Because in regards to the history of the Roman Empire I only know a bit
所以无从把它和这里的话有一点的相配合
and so I cannot go into that to try to come into contact with these words
但是肯定这个地方是指着罗马呢这一点倒是可以接受
but to be assured that this place is speaking of Rome that is acceptable
因为这个和那个大淫妇连接在一起的时候我们会比较看得清楚一点
Because when you talk about this place and the union of the great whore and the beast it was easier for us to see
因为如果说这一个大淫妇是一个宗教组织
Because when you speak of the great whore as a great religious organization
这个宗教组织也影响全地的
And this great religious organization influences the whole land
在整个世界的历史里边来只有天主教有这个分量
Throughout Earth history, there is only Catholicism that has the substance.
而天主教的总部就是在梵蒂冈。
And the very headquarter of Catholicism is in the Vatican.
梵蒂冈就是在罗马城内。
And so the Vatican is within Rome.
那所以在从这些地理环境和历史上的一点因素来看。
And so just from the geography of the land and other factors.
那我们看到这一个是在罗马这个地区里边发生的事情。
We can see this is event that takes place in the region of Rome.
那个可能性很高。
That is very possible.
因为将来那个敌基督的京城设在罗马也是有可能的。
And so it's also very possible that the very capital of the Antichrist would be headquartered in Rome.
不过但是还是有疑问了。
But of course there are still doubts.
既然说是 比基督是基督。
And so since the Antichrist claims to be Christ,
他的京城应该是设在耶路撒冷才对。
His headquarters should be in Jerusalem.
但是因为他是敌基督。
But it is because the fact that he is the Antichrist.
所以不是每一样都像基督。
So it's not everything that he is like Christ.
有像的。
There are some that are like Christ.
也有不像的。
And some that are not.
那这个我们反正在地上我们看不见。
And so nevertheless, we will not see this on earth.
那个时候我们在天上看。
At the time, we will be looking down from heaven.
我们看到地上这些事情的演变。
When we see the development of these things on earth,
但是那与我们没有直接的关联。
But yet, that does not have direct relationship with us.
好了，现在我们要注意的是什么呢？
And so now, what do we need to take note of?
等到在大灾难的末期。
At the very end of the Great Tribulation,
敌基督和假先知他们就翻脸不认人了。
The Antichrist and the false prophet, they do not recognize anyone anymore.
他们就 转过脸来也遣他这一个大淫妇。
They will turn their face and they will show that they are going to trample upon this great whore.
我们留意
Now let us take note.
第16节
Verse 16,
你所看见的那时候，对不起，我还要再讲十角。
Now I still need to speak of the ten horns.
那这个十角是什么呢？
And so what is this ten horns?
那里就说十个角就是十个王。
And so here it tells us that the ten horns are ten kings.
是一个国里边的十个王呢，还是十个国里头的十个王呢？
Now is it ten kings in one nation or ten kings in ten nations?
但从十二节里边我们看到
But from verse 12 we can see
应当是十个国
It should be ten nations
因为那里说他们在同一个时刻里边要与兽一同得传病
It is because it tells us but receive power as kings 1 hour at the same time with the beast
就是同时的得着传病
It is that they receive power at the same time
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
所以在基督教的里头
So, in Christendom
在近些年来一直有这样的鼓吹
In these recent years there is always this trend
他们说现在的欧洲共同市场就是这个十角的一个缩影或者是前奏
that this, the unification of Europe is the euro, the currency euro, it's a very prelude, it's a type of this unification.
尤其是他们还没有到达十个国的时候。
Now, before they even reach that ten nation.
因为他们起初的是八个国，后来就增加一个的九个国。
It was at the beginning, this unification was eight nations, and they added one later on, so it's nine.
以后陆续还有这些国参加了这个共同市场。
And so, later on, other nations would be added into this unification.
到了十个国的时候，哎呀，他们就说，这个就是十个角了。
And so, when they do reach this ten nations, they will say, it is now the ten horns.
我从来不敢这样看。神的话
I dare not to look at the word of God from those angles
尤其是我们读启示录的时候在时间上已经说得那么明确的时候这些都是以后必成的事
especially when it has to do with the time frame itself it tells us this is the things to come
不可能在我们现在的时间出现的
it will not occur during our time
不过你总可以看见那是在敌基督出现以后比基督与敌基督合作的一些地上的邦国
But you can see that it's after the appearance of the Antichrist those are the nations that deal with the Antichrist
现在共同市场已经超过十个国了
But now the unification is over ten nations
不止十个国了
It is more than ten
那显然你就看见
So very clearly you can see
这样读经是很危险的
That way of interpreting the Bible is very dangerous
因为主不是说那个事情我们勉强要把地上的事情跟它捏在一起那是很危险的
If the Lord is not speaking upon that matter yet we use the earthly matters to try to fit it into the word of God it is very dangerous
那在这个时候我们该留意的是什么呢
And so here what do we need to pay attention to
我们先看那个大淫妇
Let us first look at the great whore
到了 到灾难的幕后的时候
at the very end of the great tribulation
敌基督跟随敌基督的那些传理传柄
those who follow the Antichrist and those leaders that follow him
他们就倒过来来遣他这个大淫妇
they turn around to deal against with this great whore
并且很恨这个大淫妇
and they really hate this great whore
所以这里就说到使他冷落牺牲又要吃他的肉
and so here that they hate the great whore that they shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh
要用火来将她烧尽
and burn her with fire
不过这个事情没有完全做成
but this was not completely done
因为如果做成了神来对付大巴比伦就没有下文了
because if this was completely done then there is no more text for God to deal with this great Babylon
那这样的一个事情
and so this matter
是出于神的
was from God
十七节
verse 17
因为神使诸王同心合意遵行他的旨意把自己的国给了那个那兽直到神的话的应验
for God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the word of God shall be fulfilled
就很清楚了
and verse 18 very clear
你看所看见的那女人就是管辖地上众王的大臣
and the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth
除了梵蒂冈以外
now aside from the Vatican
从来没有一个城能管辖那么许多的王
There is not one city that can rule over so many kings
但是这个现到了这个末了的时候
Of course in this last time
众王都反过来反对他
Now all the kings will turn around and deal against her
这个众王反过来反对他
And so all these kings that will deal against her
不是过去历史的那个教王的权柄不再给列国的君王所尊重
It is not that in the past history when the authority of the Pope is not respected by all the kings
因为这个事情是发生在大灾难的幕后
But because this is happening at the end of the Great Tribulation
我个人有一点这样的体会
I personally have this bit of understanding
我不敢说它是一定是如此
I cannot say this is absolutely the case
但是很可能是事实
but very possibly it could be the facts
因为我们问一个问题就很容易找出那个答案
because if we are to ask a question then we can easily find the answer
当然我再说那个答案不一定准确
and of course I repeat that answer is not absolutely correct
原来敌基督跟这一个大淫妇是联合的那么好的
now when originally the Antichrist and this great whore was in so good of a union
从示拿地的时候就开始一直到大灾难的时期
from the time of the land of Shinar until the period of the great tribulation
为什么突然一下子敌基督变脸呢
why is it all of a sudden that the Antichrist would turn his face
我想只有一个理由
I think there's only one reason
敌基督就气他
that the Antichrist is mad at her
他会想我给了你那么许多的时间
The Antichrist might think, I have given you so much time.
你都没有达成任务。
Yet you did not fulfill your mission.
现在好像看见自己的尽头就到了。
And so now, seemingly, the Antichrist realizes his end must come soon.
所以他就气了。
And so he has become angry.
所以他就翻过来来遣他这一个这个大淫妇了
and so he turns around and will trample upon this great whore
想来想去只有这个可能
when I think about it there's only this possibility
那因此
therefore
如果这个可能真的是一个唯一的事实的话
if this possibility is the only fact
那么我们现在如何来看跟随主
then how should we view the fact that we follow the Lord today
在跟随主的事上面是不是向主必须要有一个绝对的态度
then in our following after the Lord is it absolutely necessary that we have an absolute attitude
我们 也许说哎呀如果不跟随敌基督啊那 没有做工的机会了。
And so we may say, if we do not follow the Antichrist, we do not have a way to work.
你现在要跟随他，还可以有点时间为神做见证。
And so if you do follow him, you still have some time to bear testimony for God.
心思是不错的。
That is a good intention.
但却不是准确的。
But that's not the correct attitude.
远的不说，将来的不说。
I won't go too far or in the future.
近的就在眼前的，我们看在中国大陆的那种光景。
To be very recent, just the condition in mainland China.
你说参加三次会有做工的机会呀。
You say to unite with three self movement, you have an opportunity to work.
你不参加三次会啊，做工的机会就很微小。
If you do not unite with them, you do not have the very little chance you can work.
为了要做工的机会，那妥协一点点没问题了。
And so, in order to have that chance to do some work, then I'll just compromise a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这个大巴比伦的结局。
Brothers and sisters, when we see the result of the great Babylon,
和他的遭遇
and what has happened,
我们没有办法不确定这一点。
We cannot but be sure of this.
一切在神面前的偏离，在神眼中给看为淫妇。
Any straying away, departing from the Lord, God will see it as a fornication.
就做他本身的那个遭遇，他早晚要给翻脸不认人的前他。
On the happening itself, one day it will be turned around and she will be trampled upon and she will not be recognized.
这种光景不需要等到将来。
This kind of condition we do not need to wait in the future.
如今就太多历史的事实给我们看见。
Even now, there are so many recent history for us to see.
那因此我们实在需要主给我们看到幕后的那个结局的时候，我们今天知道我们该如何来跟随主。
So indeed, when the Lord shows us the very result at the end, then it shall awaken us to know how to follow the Lord today.
实在不能三心两意的。
That we cannot be double-minded.
像当日以利亚挑战以色列的百姓。
Just as Elijah challenged the people of Israel.
你们要心思两意。到几时呢?
How long will you still be double-minded?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主把这些话那么详尽的说到这一个大淫妇的事情。
When the Lord uses so many words to speak on the matter of this great whore,
不是只是叫我们知道一些大淫妇的经历。
It's not only so that we know some of the experiences of the great whore,
从正面的主是给我们看见。
But positively, the Lord shows us the way in which we ought to follow Him.
我想今天晚上不交通下去了。
I think I will not share any more today.
因为最重要的那个点就是我们接上去要交通的。
Because the most important point is the one that we need to continue on.
虽然今天我不交通。
Even though I will not do it tonight.
不过还是念念那一句话。
But I will still read those words.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十三节。
Verse 13.
他们同心合意将自己的能力传柄给那兽，他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万王，是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。
These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings.And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
巴不得主给我们从这个话里面看见我们今天所该要有的那一个准确的认定。
May the Lord from these words show us today the accurate understanding that we need to have.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里了。
I think I'll end my sharing here tonight.